Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 8:42 is the time. Let's take a look at the Cowboys, the opponent the Eagles will face on Monday Night Football in the Big D. Ray Dittiger is here to break this down for us. Let's start with this, Ray. How good are the Cowboys?
The Cowboys are better than the Eagles. We'll start with that.
Oh, not a good start. Ouch. What makes them better than the Eagles?
Well, they have better players.
Oh, no.
But they do. I mean, they do. It doesn't necessarily mean you can't beat them.
Right.
But they do. They have a really talented team. I mean, it's really kind of on them. I mean, if you look at their personnel, I mean, they should have won more than they have won over the last 10 years. They really should.
Okay.
But they don't play very smart. They beat themselves a lot of weeks. I don't think they're particularly well coached from the head coach. But I think one of the things that makes them a little better now, actually better than they were the last couple of years, is the two coordinators, I think, are much improved.
Okay.
You know, they've moved on from Jason Garrett, obviously, and this kid, Kellen Moore, who's calling the plays for them, is a much better offensive coordinator, much better play designer, much better play caller than Jason Garrett was. There's just a lot more. He just builds a lot more stuff into the offense. Garrett's offense, I thought, was very predictable. This guy, not so much. I mean, there's a lot more deception, and he does a lot more things, and I think he utilizes the personnel better. And on the other side of the ball, you know, one of McCarthy's huge mistakes last year was he hired Mike Nolan as his defensive coach. And Mike Nolan was, I mean, the game has passed him by decades, not years, but by decades. And it was obvious. So they let him go, and they brought in Dan Quinn, who was the defensive coordinator for the Legion of Boom in Seattle when they won. So he's a big improvement. So the two coordinators right now, the guys calling the plays on offense and defense, are better than they were over the last couple of years.
All right, on offense, don't they have a little bit of an issue developing at running back because Tony Pollard is now better than Ezekiel Elliott?
Well, they're making it work, though. They're making it work. As long as Zeke can live with it and not become, you know, really unhappy and pouty and stuff, it's actually they've actually got a good combination there. Zeke has kind of become, I don't think this is what he wants to be, but he's kind of become the between-the-tackles, grind-it-out guy. You know, and Pollard has become kind of the change-up, big-play, Westbrook kind of guy.
Okay.
And it's actually a pretty good pairing. I don't know how – to this point, Zeke hasn't made a big fuss about it. But if they can keep this thing going and keep both guys happy, they're actually better this way. Because Pollard's a good player. I mean, you need to get him on the field. You need to get him the ball because he can make a lot of plays.
And defensively, they've been hit pretty good so far. They have not been that effective. You say they're more potential than reality right now. The Eagles could take care of them. The Eagles got a lot of weapons. They just haven't used them yet.
Yeah, and the secondary is not great, to be honest with you.
Go ahead.
They've got a defensive back named Trevon Diggs, who's Stephon Diggs' brother. Has a lot of ability and is starting to show it. I think he's being coached better. The big player to watch on defense for them is the rookie, Micah Parsons, the kid from Penn State, who's going to be a really, really good player. And you've seen it already. I mean, in the summer, he was really good in the preseason. And last week, because they had lost Gregory and because they had lost Lawrence and they didn't have a defensive end and they had no pass rush, you saw that against Brady. They didn't touch Brady all night. they moved Parsons from linebacker to defensive end. He played defensive end in the game last week. And it was really good.
Well, he's talking. Let me play this. He's talking big about going after Hurts. Here's what he said yesterday.
I mean, I would say every quarterback that's on the season is on the hit list. I mean, I want all of them. Hurts, he's on the hit list now, too. I look at it, be like the Terminator out there.
Oh, he's the Terminator. All right, Ray. I don't like the tone of this. Do you? You like the tone of what you're hearing? I start to break it down. The first thing he says is,
"I'd like them to start
better.
Sniping at each other again."
No, I don't like the tone.
Like the rivalry.
Yeah. No, let me be clear. Ray. I'm fine with Micah Parsons. I don't like Ray Didinger's tone. Ray Didinger, Al, sounds anti-Eagles in this game Monday night. Without further ado, Joe, hit it. Ray Didinger. Eagles at Dallas. What's going to happen Monday night?
It is a winnable game, but I'm taking the Cowboys.
Billy, do something! Al, do something!
What am I going to do?
Say something!
One of the things you have to keep in mind here, Ange, is the Cowboys have played two good teams.
Yeah.
You know, they opened with the defending champs down in Tampa and played them right down to the wire and almost beat them. And then last week, you know, they play on the road again in Los Angeles against a Chargers team that's a good team and likely will be in the playoffs, and they beat them. So they're coming home now for their home opener. And I'm telling you, I think that they're pretty good, and I think this kid Parsons has given them a spark on the defensive side that they haven't had in a long, long time. And Dak Prescott is throwing the ball really well. As long as Prescott's under center, they're a dangerous offensive team. Now, I don't know what the status of Amari Cooper is.
Yeah.
I mean, he hurt his ribs. He already had a rib injury, re-injured it last week. And as of yesterday, McCarthy was kind of hedging about whether he was going to be available Monday night. If they don't have him, that's certainly a loss because they're already without the other guy, Gallup. So they'll be down to one receiver, C.D. Lamb, but he's not bad. But if they don't have Cooper, they won't be as good on offense. But what you talked about, the two-headed backfield that they've kind of created now, with Zeke and Pollard is a problem. I mean, they're a good pairing.
What kind of score are you looking at, Ray?
I think it's going to be close. But I'm going to say Cowboys 27-24. You know, one of the things about this Cowboys team is, and I don't know how people notice with the Eagles. The Eagles are a team that they have not turned the ball over yet in two games, which is good. But they have not taken the ball away from the other team.
They got to get some turnovers. They got to.
Well, they had a couple, gave it back.
That Kayvon Wallace call was a bad call. That was a turnover. You with me, Ray?
Yeah, I would be with you on that.
Thank you.
But the one difference on the
Cowboys is that the reason that they're playing well right now is they do take the ball away. They have six takeaways. They lead the league, and the Eagles have too many penalties. Yeah. There's just a lot of factors here that right now. I got to go with Dallas in this game.
And the Eagles haven't – their teams they played aren't that good.
Why are you encouraging him?
Well, I'm just
– He already kicked us in the stomach, and you said you missed the spot? He covered it. It was very hard to listen to that. James is on the line in the Northeast. Hi, James.
Hey, Ange. Hey, Ray Didinger. Billy.
How are you?
Billy, James, did you enjoy hearing Doc Rivers lie to you yesterday?
I am sick to my stomach with the way the 76ers are treating the Philadelphia fan base.
Why would they do this?
And the leaders in the organization.
Why are they doing it? Just to kiss the ass of a spoiled brat like Ben Simmons? Really?
Or did Ben Simmons say last month it was our job to fix his trade value? The 76ers job,
that's right. Billy, say something. He wants us to fix his trade value. And now I got the coach coming out saying, I never said that, even though it's on tape that he says it. What are we trying to do here?
What I said at 6 o'clock hour, it's all about Ben. All Ben cares about is Ben Simmons.
They're begging him to come back, and he's there. Yeah. He's under contract. Yeah.
Billy King, would you continue to cater to Ben Simmons?
Now, what I would say is let's focus on the guys that are going to be here to practice and play, and let's not worry about the guys who aren't going to be here. We don't have to pay him.
Right.
And let him just figure out when Ben wants to come back. We're going to focus on what we have here.
Al, this man should be running the Sixers again. He's better than Daryl Morey. Yeah.
Because, I would go out in media day and say, look, guys, we're going to focus on – our team here, the guys that are here ready to play, that we're paying, those are the guys we're going to focus. We can't focus on the guy that's not here. And so we're not going to talk about him. I wouldn't talk about him at all.
Mm.
Ray, that's your next mayor. I hope you know that.
That's I agree with Bill. I think you, but you know that wouldn't work. Yeah, I mean, you could try and steer the conversation away, but the elephant is not leaving the room.
No. Yeah.
I understand that, but you know what, Ray? You know this better than anybody. You got to stand up for something. You can't just let this guy run roughshod over your organization because he's spoiled, because everybody coddled him from the day he was born.
That's exactly right.
Somebody's got to stop it. It's got to stop somewhere.
And the one thing that I really want to stop, and of course we aren't going to be able to stop it, none of us, no matter how hard we try, is the national narrative that is now building into a crescendo that that's Philadelphia for you. They're running another superstar out of town.
Oh. Yeah.
First of all, there's two things wrong with that.
Yeah.
Number one, he is not a superstar by anybody's definition. And number two, Ben Simmons ran Ben Simmons out of town, okay? Let's just be very clear about that. So, that's not going to change. I mean, that's going to be the story that everybody's going to be spinning. But it's nowhere close to being true.
This is so exciting to hear Ray Dininger rip people in other sports because he was a columnist like no other in this town. This is awesome. All right, James, I gotta have right now somebody that is not using their legal name and they're a big celebrity.
Real quick, I also was sick from hearing what I heard from like 6 to 6:10 last night on Gilio's show. People saying the Bryce Harper experiment was a failure.
Listen, we only let the stupid people work at night.
Yeah. The 6 o'clock hour is covered brilliantly in the morning, not so great at night. That's what we're trying to say to you. James, give me a legal person now.
Did anyone say Marilyn Monroe?
Monroe. Was that a real name?
No.
Wow.
No.
I didn't know that.
It was Norma Jean, isn't it? Isn't that the famous line in the song?
That's correct.
Yeah. Isn't it a movie? Yeah.
All right. Listen, Ray. I got some downtime coming up, and I love the theater.
Oh, good.
Is there anything I could do that would feed my love of football with my love of theater?
Well, we've come to the right place.
What do you got?
Tommy and Me.
Tommy and Me is up and running again.
Tommy and Me is up and running again. We start rehearsal next week, and we open on October the 6th, and it's going to be great. We're at the Delaware Theater Company in Wilmington. It's a beautiful theater. First time we've ever played there, and we're really excited about it. They've been great hosts to us, and we can't wait to get started. So it's October 6th through October 17th, 14 performances, and go online. Delaware Theater Company, go online, order your tickets now. Of the 14 performances, they're already posting 11 of them, limited availability.
Wow.
So tickets are moving.
It's not long. It's just the right amount of time. And then there's like a Q&A after where you really get inside what's going on there. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. It's a real quick show. It's 75 minutes with no intermission.
Yep.
So it's not a big, big commitment of time. And then we do the Q&A at the end. For another 15 or 20 minutes, and it's just a real fun night at the theater.
It's a great night. Get out there. Tommy and Me now available. Ray, all we do is live in awe of you, but we don't like your prediction at all. Ray Dininger, you'll be on this week with Glenn as well, correct?
I will be.
Phenomenal. All right, when we return now, we're going to explore a little bit of what happened with the Phillies last night, the good and the bad, and then at 9:20, we're going down to Dallas where Billy Kink will attempt to make a deal to trade Ben Simmons to the Mavericks. Right, Billy?
Yes.
His ask is high.
Oh, yeah.
His ask is really high. I don't think they're going to go for it. 215-592-9494. WIP Sport Time is 855.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV.
Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.